Finally, in marketing, you have to be able to generate high-quality leads. In fact, some people will tell you that that is the entire purpose of any marketing expense, is to generate a qualified lead so that you can close that lead either through automated sales tactics or through direct face-to-face one-on-one sales tactics. You have to generate leads in order to stay in business. It is not optional. When it comes to sending out marketing messages, there are two broad types of marketing messages. One is brand awareness messaging, and the other one is lead generation activities. Brand awareness activities involve any time that you put your name out in front of the marketplace without an offer. So that may include sponsorships, it may include billboards and other kinds of signage. It may include any communication that doesn't follow the marketing equation and have a call to action or have an offer. You have to know the difference, because brand awareness activities only pay off in the long term, and they are very, very difficult to measure. They aren't likely to generate a high volume of leads. Lead generation activities, on the other hand, are measurable. In fact, we measure the success of our lead generation campaigns and our promotional campaigns directly, because each one has a specific call to action, and we try to make them trackable through a special discount code, a special 800 number, a special email address, or through some other packaging that allows us to track the effectiveness of that lead generation campaign. There are many different ways to generate leads, and successful companies do a lot of different things all at once and constantly. They are consistent, integrated, and synergistic with each other so that they build on each other and support each other. And if any one of those lead generation tactics is not working well today, all of your eggs are not in one basket, and you can count on high-quality leads coming through some of your other tactics. Some of your lead generation tactics and strategies are done by people. They're done with networking events and other face-to-face contact by members of the sales team or members of the telemarketing team. But other types of lead generation activities, and these days more and more often, are automated. They may include emails to your list, emails to other people's lists, social media activities, broadcasts, radio and TV where you have made a specific offer, door hangers, brochures that you hand out, direct mail pieces, physical mail pieces, telemarketing, which is dialing for dollars, podcasts, internet radio and internet TV, all allow us to get our messages out to the marketplace and respectfully request that somebody give us a call or respond in some way to the lead generation campaign so that we may continue to tell them about the value that we can bring to them. Again, the bottom line is that the entire purpose of marketing, we're spending all of this money and focusing all of this time and attention on marketing for one reason and one reason only, and that's to get people in the door who may want to buy our products and services.